I'm Steve Ashley, and on this week's half-hour edition of Hot Pipes, I'm spotlighting the two Wurlitzers in Radio City Music Hall, New York City. Ashley Miller with Irving Berlin's The Piccolino, recorded on the main auditorium Wurlitzer in Radio City, New York. The history of the music hall is fascinating, and I urge you to read the full account that is part of the auditorium's website, radiocity.com. I can only touch on how John D. Rockefeller Jr., at the height of the Depression, built and opened a complex with what is now the largest indoor theatre in the world, offering almost 6,000 seats. The stunning Art Deco design by a relatively unknown architect remains intact, as does the original one-of-a-kind Wurlitzer, the largest ever built by the company. Its longest-serving resident organist was Dick Liebert, a position that he held from the theatre's opening in 1932 until his retirement some 40 years later. This is a Liebert track from 1964, Java. From 1947, Radio City's second organist was Ray Bohr, who assisted Dick Liebert with a daily schedule of four shows during the years that the auditorium was a cinema. Ray continued as the chief organist after Dick retired, until the venue closed for reorganisation in 1978. Ray made all too few recordings. This appears to have been one of the last made during his residency. It's from 1978 and not, to my knowledge, commercially released. It's Rodgers and Hart's There's a Small Hotel. Over next to the fifth floor broadcast studio that was extensively used by RCA's radio subsidiary MBC. This had a much smaller Wurlitzer that was used for radio broadcasts and recordings, but with a similar Art Deco console to those in the main auditorium and the Centre Theatre that survived until 1955. An unlikely artist who made just one LP on this instrument was Eddie Layton, who was far better known for his Hammond playing. In spite of that, the young Eddie, assisted by a drummer, acquits himself very well on this 1948 pop hit by Herb Madison and Carl Sigman. Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Thank you. the late John DeTroy Jr., who was a deputy organist for Ray Moore in 1972 when that private recording of Little Girl Blue was taped on the Auditorium Wurlitzer. To my knowledge, John never made any commercial albums featuring either Radio City organ, and I'm indebted to Dr. Alan Van Posnack, who taped the DeTroy sessions, for the supply of those tracks. A number of lesser-known artists utilised the Plaza Studio Wurlitzer for their albums, among them Chester Kingsbury, who had been the staff organist for CBS Radio for a number of years. And that's about all I know of Chester, except that he played a fine arrangement of Edgar Leslie and Joseph Burke's Moon Over Miami. Back to Dick Liebert, and one of his great arrangements of a song from The Sound of Music, recorded on the Auditorium Wurlitzer in 1965, Let's Go Fly a Kite. Radio City Music Hall has always been pretty expensive to rent for recordings and concerts. The last organ concert there in 2008 cost the promoter, Jack Moorman, over $100,000 of his own money for a single day. Ouch. As a result, there have been very few recordings since the venue closed as a cinema in 1978 to be reconfigured for performing arts. Tom Hazleton released a single track of the main Wurlitzer on his private stock album, which featured 9 other venues across the USA. This is a song that was featured in 2 stage shows in the mid-1930s and was revived in the 1953 film The Bandwagon, You and the Night and the Music. To close this week's Hot Pipes, here's a track from a 1965 album that featured the Loudoun Theatre Orchestra, a studio group under the direction of Robert Loudoun, accompanied by George Montalba, an alias of West Coast organist Bob Hunter, playing the Plaza Studio Wurlitzer. Title music, of course, from Rodgers and Hammerstein's first collaboration, Oklahoma, Robert Hunter with the Loudoun Theatre Orchestra in 1965. Next week, I'll be featuring tracks recorded on the organ in the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool, probably the most famous such instrument of all time, and certainly the venue most associated with the name Wurlitzer today. Until then, do check out my website, hotpipes.eu, where you'll find hundreds of past shows archived for your enjoyment, along with links to preservation societies and venues around the globe. So, until the same time next week, this is Steve Ashley signing off. Bye for now.